We are broadcasting today from the social scene here in Framingham, Massachusetts. Our guest today is Mr. Brad Rosen from Drink. Brad, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Brad, tell us a bit about Drink.
Well, Drink is in the beverage alcohol space. We have a software platform that we sell to retailers, liquor retailers, that gives them their own app. And at a higher level, sort of helps them engage in digital marketing of their products, you know, to leverage some of these new digital channels, such as marketing their wine on eBay, marketing through a mobile app. You know, these are all very new areas for the liquor industry.
Normally, when you think of liquor, you don't think of apps, do you?
No, you don't.
So tell me about how do you engage with a liquor distributor or liquor store? How does that work?
Yeah, we try to play with everyone across the value chain. So, you know, if you think about beverage alcohol, there's, say, in the wine space, there's a winery, sells to into a distributor, goes out and brings it to a local retailer or a restaurant. So we work with the liquor retailer. We integrate with their point of sale system. We create an app that their customers can use to buy, browse, share alcohols, wine, spirits, and beer. And that creates an additional revenue stream for the liquor retailer. And it helps the consumer. It helps the consumer with choice and learning about what they're drinking a little bit more and engaging with their retailer.
So your customer base is it more the retail store outlet, or is your customer, do you also have customers in the wholesaler industry area, or how does that work?
Our customers primarily are the retailers. We also view their customers as customers of ours in that we have to build a beautiful app that they'll use and that's very easy to use and serves a purpose, solves a pain point. We do work with wholesalers in that, you know, it's very interesting. The wholesalers are really in the business of enabling their customers who are retailers. So to the extent that we are a solution that helps retailers compete and drive additional revenue, the wholesalers are really interested in bringing us in. So we partner with wholesalers, and they introduce us to their retail customers.
Do you find any pushback from retailers? Obviously, they've had a long time dealing in their business without the benefit of software. Do you find that there is some sort of, there's a pain factor there?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I would say most retailers that we engage with are, I don't want to say mom and pop shops, but they're oftentimes passed down through the generations. I mean, even the large $60 to $100 million retailers are often privately held, you know, passed down through generations. Maybe it's the son of the son, you know, who's now running it. And what's happening is in local markets, guys like Wegmans and Costco and Trader Joe's are coming in, and Total Wine, with big platforms, big box players, super low prices. And, you know, the 50,000 smaller retailers in the U.S. are on the run. And so that makes them all of a sudden much more interested in how to become more competitive.
Tell us what a small retailer can do when they have Drink as an application.
Definitely. So what they can do, first of all, we build them their own app. They promote it with in-store collateral and assets on their website and mailings, and we provide templates for emails, and we'll send the emails on their behalf. We'll step in and become their marketing partner to help them drive downloads. And so what that does is once a customer of theirs gets the app, they can start scanning not only items in the store to learn about them and make more educated buying decisions, but also if they're out at dinner at a restaurant, they can take a picture of any wine, spirit, or beer, learn about it, track it, see the price, order it for home delivery, in-store pickup, or shipment, right? And so, and then the final piece of it is it's a marketing platform so that the retailer can now send you contextual, like, data-driven messages. Like if you're a Burgundy lover and they happen to get a good deal on a slew of Burgundy wines from a distributor, they can push to your phone, which is a very personal device, right? It's in your pocket, and the messages that pop up are, you know, super personal. They can push that discount to you, or they could push in-store tasting to you.
So how does this differ from, how does drink differ from a social media service or social media platform for any other industry? Like, what is there something particular that has drawn you to the liquor industry as opposed to just being a general social marketing firm?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, we view ourselves as a commerce firm as opposed to social marketing or something like that. So, you know, whereas sort of Amazon is out there with a super broad selection of products, we've dived deep on beverage alcohol because it's so specific. And there's millions of wines, for instance. There's probably 50, 60,000 beers, tens of thousands of spirits. So having a dedicated platform allows us to go deep and really be the experts and provide deep value to you in an area that, you know, beverage alcohol, like we all like to sort of talk about what we drink and share what we drink. Yeah. So there's a lot of knowledge required. People are engaged and interested. Like when I started this 8 years ago, I was amazed at how passionate people are about wine. That's where I started.
Well, I was reading about you online, and I was reading on your website, The Drink, which, by the way, is www.drync.com.
Thank you. And we're at Drink on Twitter.
And we're at Drink on Twitter. Yeah. I was reading about the history. You were traveling, and you were enjoying some wine, and like many great ideas, it started with a bottle of wine.
It is totally true, and the full story is that, you know, I was actually on a baby moon with our first baby. My wife was carrying our first baby, so she wasn't drinking, but we were with friends in Italy, and yeah, we started taking photographs of wines, and we sort of said to ourselves, gosh, that's kind of a cool use case. I bet there's an app that we could build, and this was right when the App Store had launched.
Okay, first, I don't know whether or not to ask you about how this happened or what word you just used. Could we back that up, baby moon? Yeah. And that is, I can imagine, but it's...
Yeah, well, you sort of, you know, when you get married, it's a honeymoon, and so we're about to have a baby. Our whole life is about to change. You know, we're like, we better take a vacation.
You better got out there.
Let's enjoy our last few moments as a couple without kids.
So it was a tell us what the germination of this was. You had a bottle of wine.
Yeah, we were in.
If you don't remember this, your wife's going to be very upset.
Yeah. I would have to look that one up. She's always the one who remembers. But it's a beautiful little hill town, as they have in Tuscany. And we were at the local restaurant and tasting wine. And we all said, wow, this wine is delicious. I wonder what it is. And we all took a photo of it with our iPhones and said, well, we'll have to look it up when we get home. And wouldn't it be neat if the information came right to you and it kept we were able to keep a list of our favorites on the phone and we were able to share with our friends? And gosh, what if we were able to like build a community of wine lovers and then sell them the wines they love? And that was the beginning, and that is what we've done. You know, the history of the company is interesting because we started out as a consumer-facing brand called Drink. And over time, we had so much interest from the retailers in helping them become more internet savvy mm-hmm. and drive commerce through the internet that we decided to take the platform we built, augment our drink app and business model with this SaaS platform for businesses.
That's amazing. Now, do you deal with not just wines, but do you have an interest also in sort of the hard spirits?
Or I personally do, yes.
Okay. And do you find that a lot of your clients have needs, or do you what area of the beverage industry do you find that your clients benefit the most from your services with?
I mean, the truth of the matter is that there are many, many, many more wines than there are spirits or beer. So in terms of and that creates an extremely fragmented market. So it's very, very hard for a consumer who tastes a wine that they love, unless it's Kendall Jackson or a huge brand with marketing dollars, to remember that brand and buy it again and learn about it. So having an app, you know, the initial thesis of the app was let's help empower the consumer with information, you know? So the pain point is very prescient around wine, but we do have spirits and beer in the app, and you can order all three from your local retailer and have it delivered.
Now, tell us a little bit. You and I were speaking a little bit before we got on air. You were beginning to expound a bit on some of the pains and pitfalls that entrepreneurs might face when starting a business. Do you have any advice for the young entrepreneur out there?
Yeah, you know, I, having been in the Boston area for a while and having started several companies, I now have the fortune, actually, of having lots of entrepreneurs come to me. And you know, there's a couple pieces of advice that I always like to share. You know, the first one, a lot of people get enamored with the idea that they have. They think it's the best idea since sliced bread. I mean, an entrepreneur came to me yesterday with an incredible idea around, you know, sort of a travel pass for workout gyms. I'll just leave it at that.
Don't give it away.
And it was a really cool idea. And, you know, the thing about it is success is 99% execution. So you've got to have the team. You've got to have the funding. A million things literally have to go right. And so it's so much more than the idea. The second thing I say is, you know, if you're a young entrepreneur, you know, I see hackathons and people dropping out of HBS to go start companies and dropping out of undergraduate. I think, and I learned this from Joe Lasseter, actually, at HBS, the best thing you can do as a really young, burgeoning entrepreneur is to go get a sales job. Because at the end of the day, any leadership role you take, whether you're running a company or you're leading a large organization, you need to know how to sell. You need to know how to sell down, up, internally, and to customers.
That's very interesting. At the end of the day, it's the sales person who interacts with those customers, and they're getting that feedback.
And even raising money, you know, you're selling to investors. An investor looks at you, then they need to know that you're passionate and that you can sell the product, and they want to be sold by you.
You hear that, kids? Get a job in sales. That's the way to become a good entrepreneur. Where do we see Drink in 5 years? What's the five-year plan?
Yeah, I mean, we'll start in the U.S., and we hope to have deep penetration in the U.S. because we're the first player to really offer a mobile platform like this to retailers. Obviously, there's a huge market here. Of the 50,000 retailers, there's probably 10 to 15,000 that will be of interest to us and interested in our platform. So that'll take some time. But beyond that, you know, wine, spirits, and beer are the same worldwide. So, you know, the infrastructure and the value chain is different from region to region, but the basic product that we have will work everywhere. So you can expect us to expand beyond the borders.
Would you be willing to come back perhaps in 6 months or a year and let us know?
That would be a blast.
You know, I will say, just as a closing note, I'm very disappointed that you didn't bring us anything to try.
I should have done it. It's so early in the morning.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock
Never
somewhere.
Never too early. Never too early.
Ladies and gentlemen, go to drink.com, www.drync.com. We're here with Brad Rosen. We are radio entrepreneurs. You can visit us online at radioentrepreneurs.com. Brad, it was lovely to meet you. Please speak with our associates later and set up a time for, let's make it a year. Come back in a year and let us know how Drink has progressed. Would you do that?
I'd be happy to. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.